It was quite a surprise to all three of us, the crowd that greeted us at the airport. Apparently, visitation to the city went up since our appearance on Rock Band Wars, which was helping the local economy something fierce. Even the mayor was there and presented us with a key to the city, a gesture highly symbolic, but it meant we got the front page of the paper the next day. After we got everything back home and unpacked, we got a lot of unsolicited help in moving the crates of equipment into the house, I needed to arrange some time at the therapy clinic in Cincinnati. I called them first so they would know I was coming. It's a very difficult thing facing oneself, even harder to challenge and change. My first therapy session definitely did not go well. I won't go into detail, but I came away disheartened and discouraged, wondering if it might simply be easier to live with these desires than to try and overcome them. It was a 3-hour drive there and a 3-hour drive back, 6 hours on the road for a 1-hour session that virtually sucked the life out of me. I was in no mood for socializing at all, not even in the mood to eat. I hated myself again and quite simply wanted to crawl into a hole and die. I went to my room and closed the door, hoping a bit of music might soothe me. That's when I heard the knock on the door. "Come on in." It was opened by Star, but right behind him were Dips and his mother. Dips was carrying a trophy. I thought at first he had won something at school that day and was showing it off, but instead, he handed it to me.
"This is for you. I'm sorry we didn't win Rock Band Wars for you, but I felt you deserved something."
The trophy was about 2 feet tall. Nothing cheap. "What? Dips, Star, you didn't have to do this, really."
"I know. I wanted to do it, Birch. You taught me a lot. About music, about singing, and trying harder even when you think you can't try anymore. Read the inscription."
"Presented to Birch Draper. For forming the Beach Bears, making them successful, and ensuring the financial future of Dipper Draper."
"Yeah, and it says hero up here."
I carefully set the trophy down and took Dips into my arms and hugged him. "You are the hero, Dips. You and your Uncle Star. The two of you saved me."
"In my nephew's eyes, I am a hero. I am strong and wise, and I know no fear. But the truth is plain to see. He was sent to rescue me. I see who I want to be in my nephew's eyes. In my nephew's eyes, everyone is equal. Darkness turns to light, and the world is at peace. This miracle God gave to me gives me strength when I am weak. I find reason to believe in my nephew's eyes. And when his eyes upon my own will linger, oh, it puts a smile into my heart. Everything becomes a little clearer. I realize what life is all about. It's hanging on when your heart has had enough. It's giving more when you feel like giving up. I've seen the light in my nephew's eyes."
"We saved you? Saved you from what?"
"From myself. Someday, maybe I'll tell you how."
"In my nephew's eyes, I can see the future. A reflection of who I am and what will be. And though he'll grow and someday leave, maybe raise a family. When I'm gone, I hope you see how happy he made me. for I'll be there in my